It's time for our regular report from Heritage, and joining me now is Jeremy Rutter, Chief Clinical Officer. Jeremy, thank you for coming back on the air for Heritage.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
It might be worthwhile for you to just take a moment and talk about how things are at Heritage facilities in Chautauqua County in terms of the challenges of this time and the things that you have done to make sure that people are safe and comfortable.
Our Chautauqua County facilities include our skilled nursing facilities, assisted living, and independent living centers. We have a national COVID task force that we've established since this all started back in March, a group of national experts, and we focus on what we call the seven pillars of our COVID response. Those would be prevention, regulation, actual COVID response to positives, staffing, resident engagement, communication, and financial stewardship. So as you can see, there's a lot more to COVID than just responding to a positive test. We certainly want to do everything we can to prevent them first. And then, of course, we want to comply with all the regulations and, most importantly, make sure that all of our residents and staff are healthy and well cared.
Well, considering all of those initiatives, to what degree have you been able to be successful with them so far here in Chautauqua County?
I would say, in general, we've been very successful. We have had some COVID positive cases amongst residents and amongst staff. We've had quite a few people quarantining preventatively if they've had an exposure outside of work. For the most part, our actual positivity rate is much less than what you would find in the general community.
The things that you have had to do and now have had to do for a long period of time, are they becoming routine? Are they still a great reach for the people who work for you to accomplish? I guess maybe a better way to put the question is, how comfortable are you becoming with this new reality?
It is a lot of hard work, and it continues to be a lot of hard work. We are lucky in that we have had the opportunity to make great procedures and policies so that it's not like it was in March and April and May where you're really trying to create the wheel as you're driving it. Now we have great processes in place, so when we do get a new regulation or we do get a positive case, we are very quick to respond. We know the procedures. We know exactly what we have to do to get that taken care of.
Jeremy, it might be worthwhile in the brief period of time that we have on this radio program for you to speak to a couple of different audiences, and one of them, the staff, the people at Heritage who've helped make these procedures successful for you in all those different areas that you mentioned a few minutes ago. Tell us a little bit about the people who work for you.
Well, I can't say enough about the amazing staff at Heritage. All of our sites, we employ people from CNAs to LPNs, nurses, activities professionals, social workers, dietary, and many, many more. But these direct care workers, the people who are working every day with our residents to make their life rich, they're just amazing, amazing people. You know, they're working very hard in a very difficult time. They come into work, they have to wear extended PPE. If there's COVID on the unit, there's that risk and that fear. I don't know if you've ever worn an N95 mask.
Yes, okay.
It's hard to breathe in. Yes. And imagine wearing it for 8 to 12 hours a day, doing back-breaking work. These people are truly heroes. They should be celebrated and taken care of.
I would also like to have you say what you can about this moment to the families of the residents of Heritage in terms of the changes that they have had to accommodate and their interests and concern about the family members who live at Heritage facilities in whatever kind of assisted living or independent or skilled nursing.
Well, the families and our residents, they're all having a difficult time through this. This is very difficult. They're not able to visit like they once did. You know, if we have a COVID positive case, our visitation is shut down for 2 weeks and they get to do a window visit. You know, they're not able to chat up the staff like they once did when you come in and you would talk. talk with the staff, and they get a real picture of what's going on with their loved ones. It's a very, very difficult time for families to have their loved one in a nursing home from a social point of view. From a healthcare point of view, our residents are so well taken care of by our amazing staff. And our families realize that, and they acknowledge that, and they know that their loved one is where they need to be to keep them safe, to make sure that they get the care that they need. But it is extremely difficult with the visitation guidelines. If our families are out there listening, I would turn you to our website to look at our advocacy page. We advocate for visitation. We advocate for information about vaccines and everything that's going on with COVID. That is a big portion of what we do, and we encourage our families to get involved with that and come alongside of us to fight for your loved ones and our residents.
Jeremy Rutter, just to finish, what does the future hold in terms of where you will go from here in this extraordinary time and all of the initiatives that you have started?
We will continue to process all the information with COVID, certainly with the upcoming vaccine, with the upcoming flu season. There's a lot of work to be done. Right now, our focus, certainly beyond just the regular COVID response, is with making the holidays as enjoyable as possible in this particularly troublesome year.
Jeremy Rutter, Chief Clinical Officer, thank you for all of the information on this Heritage Update today, and I wish you the best for the holiday season as well.
Thank you, Dennis.